This audio lesson is meant to go along with the Cantonese book on our site. Be sure to get your book at CantoneseClass101.com.
恐龙
Dinosaurs
恐龙化石
Dinosaur fossils
早在人类时代之前，恐龙就统治着世界。
Long before the time of humans, dinosaurs ruled the world.
其中一些还非常庞大。
Some of these amazing animals were huge.
自19世纪，我们已经知道恐龙的存在。
People have known about dinosaurs since the 1800s.
从那时起，人们就想知道更多。
Ever since then, people have wanted to learn more.
我们知道恐龙的存在是因为发现了化石。
We know about dinosaurs because we have found fossils.
一些化石是骨头、牙齿和其他身体部位变成石头。
Some fossils are bones, teeth, and other body parts that turn to stone.
其他化石是足跡、巢穴和恐龍蛋。
Other fossils are things like footprints, nests, and eggs.
化石幫助我們了解恐龍的身體構造和生活習慣。
Fossils help us learn about the bodies and lives of dinosaurs.
什麼樣的動物?
What kind of animal?
恐龍屬於爬行類動物。
Dinosaurs are members of a large animal group known as reptiles.
大多數現代的爬行類動物都有乾燥的鱗狀皮膚。
Most reptiles today have dry, scaly skin.
在恐龍時期，並非所有的爬行類動物都有鱗片。 有些長有羽毛。
During the time of dinosaurs, not all reptiles had scales. Some had feathers.
恐龍與現代的爬行類動物有不同的走路方式。
Dinosaurs walked in a different way from today's reptiles.
我們來比較一隻蜥蜴和一隻恐龍。
Let's compare a lizard and a dinosaur.
蜥蜴的腿在身体两侧伸出。
The lizard's legs stick out on the sides.
恐龙的腿在它的身体下面。
The dinosaur's legs are under its body.
恐龙住在哪里?
Where dinosaurs lived.
恐龙生活在每个大陆上。
Dinosaurs lived on every continent.
某些种类的恐龙住在许多不同的地方。
Some kinds of dinosaurs lived in many different places.
其他种类只在少数地方存在。
Other kinds lived in only a few places.
当恐龙活着的时候，所有大陆都连在一起。
When dinosaurs were alive, all the continents were closer together.
从一个大陆走到另一个大陆很容易。
It was easier to get from one continent to another.
研究恐龙的科学家称为古生物学家。
Scientists who study dinosaurs are called paleontologists.
他们发现了数百种恐龙。They
have found hundreds of kinds of dinosaurs.
一些恐龙只是从几个骨头中得知的。Some
dinosaurs are known from just a few bones.
其他恐龙则是大部分骨头都被找到了。
For others, Most of their bones have been found.
古生物学家根据恐龙的骨盆结构将其分为两组。
Paleontologists place dinosaurs in one of two groups based on their hips.
蜥豚目恐龙拥有像现代蜥蜴的骨盆结构。
Lizard hip dinosaurs have hip bones like modern lizards.
鸟豚目恐龙拥有像鸟的骨盆结构。
Bird hip dinosaurs have hip bones like birds.
让我们来了解每组的一些恐龙。
Let's learn about some dinosaurs in each group.
蜥豚目恐龙。
Lizard-hipped dinosaurs.
最著名的恐龙是霸王龙，即是暴龙。
The best-known dinosaur is Tyrannosaurus rex, or T-Rex.
这种巨型肉食恐龙有强壮的后腿和一条长而有力的尾巴，而前腿则很细。
This huge meat-eater had strong back legs and a long, powerful tail. Its front legs were tiny.
没有人知道暴龙如何使用它们的前腿。
No one knows what T-Rex used them for.
暴龙的头骨厚而重，它的咬伤力是有史以来所有陆地动物之中最强大的。
T-Rex had a thick, heavy skull. Its bite was the strongest of any land animal ever.
它的嘴里长满大牙齿。
Its mouth was filled with large teeth.
门牙是用来抓住和拉扯的。
The front teeth were for grabbing and pulling.
侧牙用来撕裂肉，而后牙用来切断肉。
The side teeth tore meat, and the back teeth cut up the meat.
暴龙主要吃大型的草食恐龙。
T-Rex mainly ate large plant-eating dinosaurs.
它会狩猎食物，也会吃已经死亡的动物。
It hunted some of its food. It also ate animals that were already dead.
已发现超过50具暴龙骨头。
More than 50 T-Rex skeletons have been found.
最大的一个在芝加哥展出。
The largest one is on display in Chicago.
速龙是另一种肉食恐龙。
Velociraptor was another meat eater.
这种恐龙比暴龙细得多。
This dinosaur was much smaller than T-Rex.
而且有其他不同。
It was different in another way, too.
它是有羽毛的。
It had feathers.
但是它的手臂太短，不能飞行。
However, its arms were too short for flying.
它有一条长尾巴。后脚亦有大爪。
It had a long tail and a large claw on each back foot.
腕龙的脖子很长，它的前腿比后腿长。
Brachiosaurus had a very long neck. Its front legs were longer than its back legs.
腕龙代表手臂蜥蜴。
Brachiosaurus means arm lizard.
这种恐龙是草食的。
This dinosaur was a leaf eater.
一只成年腕龙每天吃超过800磅树叶。
An adult brachiosaurus ate more than 800 pounds of leaves every day.
鸟豚目。
Bird-hipped dinosaurs.
三角龙是一种拥有巨大头部的草食恐龙。
Triceratops was a plant eater with a huge head.
他有三个角和一个像衣领的骨头。
It had three horns and a bony collar or frill.
角的长度随着恐龙的年纪长大。
The horns grew longer as the dinosaur got older.
三角恐龙用它的角来对抗其他恐龙，包括暴龙。
Triceratops used its horns to fight other dinosaurs, including T-Rex.
甲龙身体上方长有盔甲。
Ankylosaurus had armor on the top of its body.
盔甲是由骨板和皮甲组成的。
The armor was made up of bony plates and knobs growing in its skin.
甲龙的头部和尾部也有角，像棒槌一样。
Ankylosaurus also had horns on its head and a tail like a club.
这种草食恐龙身长大概是校车的一半。
This plant eater was about half as long as a school bus.
剑龙是另一种长有盔甲的草食恐龙。
Stegosaurus was another armored plant eater.
它的头部很小，背上长有阔板。
It had a small head and wide plates that stood up on its back.
尾巴尖端长有尖刺。
The tip of its tail had spikes.
古生物学家认为剑龙使用尾巴尖刺来击退敌人。
Paleontologists think that Stegosaurus used its spiked tail to keep enemies away.
山东龙是一种鸭嘴龙。
Shantungosaurus was a kind of hadrosaur or duck-billed dinosaur.
鸭嘴龙是最大型的鸟臀目恐龙，而山东龙是最大的鸭嘴龙。
Hadrosaurs were the largest bird-hip dinosaurs.And Shantungosaurus was the largest hadrosaur.
许多鸭嘴龙化石已被发掘出来。
Many fossils of hadrosaurs have been found.
这些恐龙以数百甚至数千的数量一起群体生活。
These dinosaurs lived in groups of hundreds or even thousands.
其他早期爬行类动物
Other early reptiles
不是所有古代大型爬行类动物都是恐龙
Not all large reptiles from long ago were dinosaurs
翼龙或有翼的蜥蜴是会飞的爬行类动物
Pterosaurs or winged lizards were flying reptiles
此外，还有几种大型爬行类动物在海洋中生活。
Several kinds of large reptiles lived in the ocean.
恐龙怎么了？
What happened to dinosaurs?
大型恐龙在大概6500万年前消失。
Large dinosaurs were gone by about 65 million years ago.
一个重要原因是一颗巨型太空岩石撞击地球。
An important cause was a giant space rock hitting Earth.
岩石击中时，地球泛起一片巨大的尘埃云，将阳光完全遮盖。
When it hit, a huge dust cloud kept sunlight from reaching Earth.
没有阳光，植物都枯萎。草食恐龙失去食物。
Without sunlight, plants died and plant-eating dinosaurs had no food.
到后来，肉食恐龙也粮食短缺。
Then, meat-eating dinosaurs ran out of food too.
然而，一些小型恐龙并没有死亡。
Some small dinosaurs did not die, however.
他们活着， 并随着数百万年的进化，今天还流传着。
They stayed alive and changed over millions of years. In fact, they are still alive today.
它们就是雀鸟。
These animals are birds.
古生物学家认为雀鸟是鸟类恐龙。
Paleontologists think of birds as avian dinosaurs, or bird-like dinosaurs.
只有飞鸟类恐龙绝种。
Only non-avian, not bird-like dinosaurs, died out.
学习更多。
Learning more.
人们不断找到新的恐龙化石。
People are finding new dinosaur fossils all the time.
新的化石帮助古生物学家了解恐龙更多。
New fossils help paleontologists learn more about dinosaurs.
很多年之后，我们会更加了解这些巨型爬行类动物。
Many years from now, we will know even more about these huge reptiles.
你想认识恐龙更多吗？
Do you want to learn more about dinosaurs?
你可以在网上及书籍阅读有关恐龙的资讯。
You can read about dinosaurs online and in books.
你可以在很多博物馆看到恐龙化石。
You can see dinosaur fossils in many museums.
你也可以在大学研究恐龙，成为古生物学家。
You can also study dinosaurs in college and become a paleontologist. Remember, you can download the book for this lesson and unlock even more great lessons like this. Go to CantoneseClass101.com.